This is Digital Dave.
And Fast Eddie.
Coming back real quick there.
We're so confused this morning.
Yep, that's us.
Yeah, we're running around like a bunch of nuts. Can you tell? Nope. We're not doing it good enough then.
Why, Fast Eddie, who do we have today?
Well, you know what? That's a great question. Will our mystery speaker sign in, please?
I guess I'm on. My name is Todd Winter. I'm from Wichita, Kansas.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Todd. Hello. And why am I here?
Why are you here?
You know why I'm here?
Lithium batteries? You don't like lithium batteries?
I'm here because I love aviation.
Well,
I was born into it, hooked at an early age. So I love aviation. I love pilots. And my whole career has been based around that, which is great. And
that is great.
We look for things to make aviation better, right? And it's for our friends and for us. And we try to bring those things and make them available. And, one of those things is lithium batteries. Somebody threw out the question. Would you rather have lithium batteries on your bicycle, your e-bike, or in your airplane? Got an opinion?
Well, first I'd have to have an airplane, but I'd love it.
Okay.
There are different lithium chemistries now.
That's true. And so our answer is both.
Okay.
For the same reasons that it's the only thing you would accept on your bicycle, it's also the same reasons you would put it on your aircraft, for all the same reasons. It's the most modern technology. It's the lightest weight. It's the most serviceable. You get the most benefit out of it. It's safe. And that's what we've proven at True Blue Power in Wichita with batteries. And so you would say, we know there's a lot of e-bikes. God knows they're all over Oshkosh, right?
Yep.
The show. And you'd say, how many airplanes are out there flying with your True Blue Power certified batteries? 11,000.
Wow, that's a lot.
That many?
I know, yes. We are supplying a lot of OEMs, Textron, Cirrus, Robinson, Bell, Leonardo, to name a few. And they're having great results. And again, it's for all the right reasons. It's just a really good thing for aviation. You've probably maybe heard about the more electric aircraft, which that's not just propulsion. That's not electric motors. That could be a G700, a Gulfstream. It can be a 172. Reducing weight, improving reliability, reducing carbon emissions, right? Less weight,
yep.
less burn. So, it's been a very exciting 13-year journey for us. And so we're just trying to share that, because when we sit down with engineers and we sit down with people and Julia was talking to some guys at the booth, they're like, we want this tomorrow. We want this in our PC-12 tomorrow, and it's available off the shelf. So it's pretty cool, and it's a great thing for aviation, and it's an aircraft near you.
I thought maybe he was going to tell me there's an e-bike battery I could get from him.
You're the right guy.
He talks about lithium batteries. Now, the one thing maybe we should elaborate on is that there are many different types of lithium batteries.
You're right.
As an RC modeler, the one that I'm most familiar with is lithium polymer. These batteries, they're wonderful batteries, but they don't take abuse well. Are you using are you talking lithium polymer or lithium iron phosphate?
Well, the first thing I would say for our friends that are listening is, on our website, I do a lithium 101 presentation. I've been doing it for years, and we talk about all the chemistries. So to really get information, I'd say go check that out. But we don't use lithium polymer. You're right. It's great for cell phones. It's great for RC planes. Every different type of battery has its ultimate mission, right? The chemistry and the mechanical design depends on the mission. And that's why they build them, right?
Right.
And they don't really build them for aviation, but we're lucky because the guys at MIT developed a version of iron phosphate, which is what a lot of the car manufacturers have gone back to. And iron phosphate, it doesn't have cobalt. It's much less reactive. So we have been using lithium iron phosphate, or in our case, actually nanophosphate, because it's even better. And that's what they developed at MIT. And we have been using that, and it gives us the perfect balance. We actually use a cylindrical cell. So it kind of looks like a D cell. So it's in a nice little metal aluminum can, which is also a big benefit. And it gives us the perfect balance of safety, life, and performance. So, you know, these batteries, instead of a 2-year battery, it's an 8-year battery, and that's even a little conservative. Instead of recharging, you know, like a NiCad takes about, what, 14, 18 hours to recharge? Our biggest pack that's on the Caravan STC, and it's in the Textron, the Longitude, it can fully recharge in 15 minutes.
Whoa.
So that's incredible.
That's some high current charging.
It is, and it doesn't take it for that long. So by the time your wheel's off the runway, you've got 100% of your emergency power, because in all these more electric airplanes, right, the batteries, they will do engine start, but in a lot of cases, it's your emergency power, right? So if you're fly-by-wire, mm-hmm. brake-by-wire, name other things, special missions, that emergency power, that's why it's on board, right? Oh, yep. And by the way, it's 50% lighter, right? So you're taking a lot of weight off the airplane. So you can add air conditioners, cameras, other special mission type equipment, nicer seats, whatever it may be.
I vote for nicer seats.
There you go.
And a bathroom.
Comfy. Comfy. So, yeah, it's been exciting, and we love aviation, and we just want to make it better.
Now, are you catering to the GA market as well?
You know, it's interesting because we have been specifically focused on GA, but now a lot of customers, because we certify to such high level, we actually are supplying commercial aircraft, privatized space, and military. We've got some great programs. Some they won't let us tell what they are, but they do let us talk about the MQ-25 Stingray aerial refueling vehicle, which is just way cool. We're very proud to be on that aircraft with our batteries. So, you know, check that out online.
Okay. I want to know if you're going to put together the Oshkosh e-bike package, you know, so we can all build our own e-bikes.
Well, maybe that should be the next one.
Yeah,
I think I saw a Tesla bike or something like that. Maybe we did have the blue motorcycle in our booth at NBAA back.
See?
Draw attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you got single cells already designed, you can build any pack you want.
Well, now, the cells are built by the guys that make them for power grid storage.
Okay.
So we don't have to build the cells. We found the perfect cell.
Right. And now we package them up?
We package them and we add the battery management system, which is designed, built in Wichita, Kansas. All the electronics, that's our background. And then we use these awesome cells and we package it all together so it can be a direct, either a retrofit, but in a lot of cases, like we said, it's coming out, it'll be like in a Vision Jet or in a R66 or in the Bell 505. That's been one of our biggest success stories, if you will. But yeah, there's 11,000 of them out there flying around. We've got 1 billion plus flight hours.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And we've got 11 million battery pack flight hours. So it's tried and tested. And the only other question, so we do have some of the traditional guys saying, well, how about safety and things like that? So the question will be, well, how many in-flight failures have you had? Zero.
Wow, that's impressive.
That is impressive.
More than a decade, yeah.
Let me ask you another odd question. Temperature. The lithiums don't like cold temperatures. So if my Cessna's sitting out in the hangar and it's, you know, I'm Minnesota, it's 0 degrees. Now, I'm going to have to warm that battery up before she'll crank or what?
Our friends at Eurotech in Canada, they are putting us on their Eurocopter STC because they're adding cameras and stuff. What we do, the batteries, they're not hurt by cold temperatures, but we actually have a heater built in. So below zero, we can do an engine start on the Longitude at minus 40. No problem. And at minus 40, you let the battery warm up for about 20 minutes to get where we'd like to be. You don't have to wait, but it's a good idea to. And so the protocol, like on the caravans and the helicopters, was you'd remove the battery and take it in the tent with you, sleep with your battery, and then, oh, it's only minus 35 degrees, then you got to go reinstall it
right
to do an NGART. So yeah, cold starts, no problem. Hot temperatures, no problem. And that's, you know, it's just, it's it. What our friends want to do, they want the airplane to start, they want it to be reliable, put it in, don't even worry about it for 8 years. Our latest, or what we call our Gen 5, because now we're actually moving to our sixth generation, they're maintenance free. You don't even have to do capacity checks every year or okay. every 2 years.
Nice.
So you put it in for 8 years, you fly, it's there when you need it. What more can you ask
what
for?
What more could you ask for is right.
Well, here's the big bottom line. Everybody is concerned with this. What's the cost?
Exactly. You're right. So, yes, the technology is more expensive, like a lot of other things. You know, a turbine engine is great technology, but it's a lot more than a piston, right? So it depends on what you want and your mission. But, yes, they are more expensive. The lighter weight batteries that we just are releasing that can go in a single-engine aircraft are around $2,500. And for a certified lithium pack with the BMS and charging capability included in it, where you don't have to buy all these add-ons, that's a lot of money to spend, so you get your payback over that 8 to 10 years, plus the reliability and the fact, you know, our batteries have discharge protection, so you can't, even if you leave something on, you're not going to kill the battery by letting it discharge. If you left the lights on or your kids left something plugged in the back or whatever. So, yeah, it is more up front. So you get your payback over time.
Right.
So so if you're not looking for that long-term perspective, dispatch reliability, you know, what's worse than coming out to the airplane, getting ready to go on a trip, and it's like, oh, the battery's dead, right?
Yep.
Especially if you're flying corporate, right?
You know,
the boss is not going to be very happy if the King Air can't go on the trip because the battery's dead and it's going to take 14 hours to recharge
to charge it up. Yep. Well, Todd, I want to thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
We've been speaking with Todd Winters of Mid-Continent Instruments. I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and I'm all charged up at EAA Radio.
Yeah.